We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Tuesday, September 14th. Monday was an off day for the CU football team as we continue unpacking Saturday's 10-7 narrow loss to number 5, Texas A&M at Empower Field a Mile High. Now, much has been made to the Buffaloes' offensive decision in the first half, running back-to-back quarterback sneaks near the Aggies' 5-yard line, which resulted not in points, but in CU turning the ball over on downs. Head coach Carl Durrell addressed the issue after the game Saturday evening.
I'll do it again. You know, I'm when I was a play caller, I know I'm not calling plays right now, but I encourage that. I want us to, you know, we're going to be aggressive. We're going to be the type of program everybody's going to be excited about when it's all said and done. But part of it is that they have to understand our mindset as a coaching staff. We want to be aggressive. We want to be aggressive, particularly in games like this where you need touchdowns more than field goals. You know, I've learned that lesson in the NFL so much. You know, your field goals when you're playing against a really good team don't amount to anything because you need touchdowns to win. And we needed touchdowns. And we knew that in this game we needed touchdowns. So that was an opportunity that, you know, I'll probably do that a lot. You'll see it. If we're down that deep and it's 4th and 1, I have a lot of confidence this offense can get it.
The Buffaloes' defense was obviously fantastic the entire game for CU, but the offense, after 12 first downs and 206 yards of offense in the first half, mustered only 2 first downs and 54 yards of total offense in the second half. Numbers that were frustrating to Brady Russell and the Colorado offensive unit.
It sucked. I mean, I was trying to keep the offense up. I was trying to be positive. I was trying to help. We had to keep a good mindset the whole time, and I think we had one. I just think we couldn't put it together on the field. So, that's pretty miserable watching your defense sell out for you like that and play. It felt like we were barely on the field in the second half as an offense. So watching them struggle and watching them fight and claw the whole game, like Nate when he had his play on the goal line and he forced the quarterback to fumble, they're playing their butts off, and we have nothing to show for it. So we got a lot to work on this next week.
The Buffs will go back to the drawing board on the practice field today in preparation for Saturday's final non-conference game of the season, hosting Minnesota at Folsom Field at 11 a.m. Mountain Time. Our coverage in the Colorado Football Network begins at 9 a.m. The game can be heard in Denver on 6:30 KHOW and can be streamed at the Varsity Network app at thevarsitynetwork.com. By the way, CU wide receiver Levante Chenault has been suspended indefinitely for violating team and athletic department rules, head coach Carl Durrell announced on Monday. Chenault, a third third-time freshman due to the NCAA four-game redshirt rule and then the extra year of eligibility granted by the NCAA for the COVID-19 pandemic, began serving a suspension last Saturday when CU played Texas A&M in Denver. The 6'2", 190-pounder from DeSoto, Texas, caught two passes for 23 yards in the season opener against Northern Colorado. CU volleyball redshirt senior Brenna DeLuzio was named the Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Week, the conference announced on Monday. DeLuzio, a libero from Windmere, Florida, led the Buffaloes to a school-record 7-0 start that included three wins in the Buffs Invitational last weekend. She led the team in digs every single match, posting 50 total digs in 11 sets. On the sports schedule this week, today and tomorrow, women's golf is competing in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Thursday through Sunday, women's tennis is in San Francisco in the Battle of the Bay Classic, and volleyball battles CSU at the Event Center on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Saturday, cross-country competes in the OSU Cowboy Jubilee in Stillwater, Oklahoma, and volleyball has its rematch with CSU in Fort Collins at 1 p.m. Then on Sunday, soccer travels down to Denver to battle DU at 1 p.m. I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Bus Daily.